started there for teaching. Position of Suri Goswami now. Very sad.
But you know, many times I wrote you a letter, but then pulled it out because I did not want to give you bad news.
Yes, I do.
And I talked to Sagar Maharaj, and he also said, don't send it. And so I just went away. And I don't know what to do.
Krishna playing.
Oh, Krishna, this way is playing. If you check, it harmonizes. If you make it harmonize, then we have no problem. This way Krishna playing, you must see what need from somebody Krishna arranging that. Then when Krishna looking, they are not necessary more, then Krishna stopping that. It is possible that thing. And also what I am doing, that also Krishna will see. What I am doing in that position and my mind, which way going when getting that position, that's also Krishna will see.
No, that's my problem. Krishna can see my mind.
Yes. Krishna must see us. And sometimes Krishna taking his devotee for keeping a jackfruit.
What?
Jackfruit. Keeping jackfruit. You know the history? In Jagannath Puri. Jagannath Dev, Madhav, one devotee of Jagannath, he is an old man. But Krishna said, Madhav, I need one jackfruit. And if you come with me, I shall take from some tree. And Madhav said, that is not our tree. Why I shall go there? Krishna said, yes, everything is mine. Then I can take it. You will wait. And then the tree, and I shall take out from the tree. And what will do Madhav? Madhav gone with Krishna for keeping the jackfruit. And Krishna playing with his devotee this way. And Krishna gave the jackfruit to Madhava, but very forcefully. And Madhav cannot catch that. And the sound comes doom in the heart. Jackfruit. And the proprietor of jackfruit, he immediately come out and have seen Madhava. He is taking the jackfruit. And he took his hand. You are thief. And Madhav said, no, I am not thief. Krishna in the tree and he is pulling out from taking out.
Yeah? It's picking the fruit.
Picking the fruit.
Picking the fruit.
And you see the Krishna is there. And he not looking Krishna there. But Krishna's uttariya, the
His cloth?
Cloth.
Yes.
Krishna's cloth in the tree. Like that. And he said, no, you also keep it that. And you fall down, that is you are now telling. Then they beat him too much to Madhava. And Madhava got fever to getting that beating. And he in his house anyway. But Krishna said to King, I am very sad, I have got much pain. And that jackfruit proprietor beaten me. I went to get one jackfruit, but he not get, and he beaten me. And I am now very sick and with fever. You are in for me some massage and some medicine. And I and Madhav both went there. And then King gone to Madhav's house and he has seen the boy, got sick. And he apologized. And he went to Jackfruit's proprietor's house
and told him, you give me money? He said, yes. He came for thieving, then stolen, come for stolen.
Stealing.
Stealing.
He's come for stealing the fruit.
Come for stealing the fruit, then I want. I didn't do. Then Arjuna said, no, Krishna, come for stealing your jackfruit. Madhava was with Krishna, but by his order. And Krishna gave me the gin. Now I come to you. Then the Madhava died to Matsya Madhava, and from that day Madhava was a great devotee, declared. And these were many things happening in our life. Then when it will come, I heard a Navadvip police man and their MLA, parliamentary member of parliament. They gone and took Bhavananda, arrested Bhavananda. And not this time, so long, maybe 2 years, 3 years ago. And they arrested Bhavananda. Bhavananda suited some villagers. They come to take the teaching from their temple, his temple. And Bhavananda suited few, maybe 5, 6, in the day. Then policeman took Bhavananda with chain. But that time Bhavananda chanting Hare Krishna and dancing and going to the jail. And I heard and I surprised how nice he have got chance to remember Krishna and which way. And many things will come in our life. And if not will come, if always easy life we relax with easy life, that is not good for our devotional life. And when the difficulty will come, when the problem will come in our life, then we can think Krishna more and more. And we can see the blessing, mercy of Krishna. This way, the Krishna showing the mundane world's nature to me, and I must attach myself with the service of Krishna, to Krishna. This way, who can take everything, harmonizing it?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Then no problem will come to me. Problem in this world, always problem. And when I heard your telephone, and I was not bad in my mind. I was happy. Oh yes, this result will come. I know it. Okay, Prabhu, I am very happy to see you now. Take this sarbat. এই লাইটটা খারাপ হয়ে গেছে কালকে হঠাৎ জ্বলতে জ্বলতে আমার মনে হচ্ছে যেন ওর চোখটা বোধ হয় নষ্ট হয়েছে ঠিক ঠিক চলছিল ঠিক কেটে গেলে কি হট করে কাটে কাটে
কাটে
ওই ছেলেটা তো আসবে কালকেও আসবে Maharaj, nothing can disturb us. But disturbance and problem, both will come to us. Otherwise, while we are living in this mountain world, also not only that, it is in Brajadham, in Goloka Vrindavan, there are also disturbance. Putana, Aghasur, Vakasur, Kamsa, there is many things. Then disturbance must will come to us. But tolerating, that is the nature of devotee. And we shall try to tolerate. Otherwise, which way we can practice? practicing Krishna consciousness, not so easy thing.
And here or there.
Huh?
Here or there.
Yes. Up to Janmashtami, you will stay here. Huh? No problem.
Very good.
Very good. Yeah.
Again and again, Maharaj is asking to give money to you.
Yes.
Last night also,
I am thinking, it is impossible. Yudhamanu Prabhu must be in some problem. Otherwise, why he is not coming? He must will come, I think. But maybe in problem, and that is my thinking.
Yeah, what?
Right. You're thinking of right.
আমাদের লাইনটাই হচ্ছে ভালোবাসার লাইন, কিন্তু যতক্ষণ সেটা ঠিক, তবুও একটা জিনিস কি জানেন যে আমরা তো দেহধারী জীব, আমাদের ভেতরে কতগুলো জিনিস আছে যেটা আমরা সম্পূর্ণ কন্ট্রোল করতে পারি, কাম ক্রোধ লোভ মদ মোহ মাত্র এগুলাকে সব করলেও এমন কেস আমরা দেখতে পাই যে প্রতিষ্ঠাকে অ্যাভয়েড করা যায় না, কনককে অ্যাভয়েড করা যায়, কামিনীকে অ্যাভয়েড করা যায়, কিন্তু প্রতিষ্ঠাকে অ্যাভয়েড করতে পারে না।
আরেকটা আপনাকে উদাহরণ দিই, উনি অবতার
Yes.
Incarnation of Krishna. He do not want to see that. He only wants to watch his Ramchandra. But he knows that Ramchandra took appearance. Ramchandra appeared in form of Krishna.
Yes. Yes.
Then he is going to see Prabhu Ramchandra.
As Krishna.
But Sudarshan, he checked and checked.
Where are you going inside? Nobody can go inside of Dabhata.
Especially a monkey. You are a monkey.
No.
Then when Hanuman gone to see Krishna, then Sudarshan said, without permission, cannot enter. And Bhagavan said, whose permission? Well, yes, inside Bhagavan Krishna, whose permission is necessary? Well, I am not slave of Krishna. I am servant of Rama. I am not doing about harm to anyone. Only Rama. And then he cannot go inside. Well, yes. And running the chakra and he put his finger in the hole of chakra and swallowed and chakra tightened his finger.
His finger is folded.
He was in the Vayu avatar and he can
expand,
he can expand and shrink.
With his mind he can do it.
Then in the rules of order, I do not know the title, and he took his finger in Sudarshan's hole and Sudarshan tightened his finger and he took it.
And it stopped spinning.
How?
Yes.
Very
like Vajra. Vajra, you know, Vajra means light, Vajra. Lightning,
Alastair?
Lightning. Lightning?
Lightning, yes, it's the, on the top of the temple with the spike.
That is lightning, Alastair?
Yes, yes.
Lightning means?
Lightning means thunder and lightning.
Thunder. Thunder is lightning?
Yes.
And his body, Hanuman's body, by the mercy, blessings of Brahma and other demigod, his body was like lightning, but very strong. And Vajra, that is called Vajra. And Indra also cannot kill him by his lightning, that type of strong.
So he stopped the Sudarshan Chakra.
Then he went to Krishna. Things that here in the sun and in his finger.
Inside his armpit.
And Krishna was very busy of Hanuman coming and but I am Krishna, he is not bothering to me. He only bothering to Ramchandra. Then I am getting from Ramchandra, but who will be Sita? And Satyabhama, he sees thinking, I am very dear to Krishna. And she says, yes, I shall be Sita. And Siddhanta, he cannot take form of Sita. Then she is very shy and gone. Then Rukmini comes, and Rukmini, well seated with Krishna, and he got, she got fallen in sleep. This way, Krishna, ego of Satyabhama, also, Satyabhama has some ego, yeah, I am dear most of Krishna, and she is telling many things, like Sri Gopal's wife. I am looking at her. Sometimes you are married to her. Ego. Then, very egoist. Then, then Krishna took Ramachandra's bird and Rukmini Devi, Sita, and Hanuman from Kumbha down to Ram Sita. Then Krishna came in his own form.
In front of
Krishna. He will bow down only to Ramachandra. But he must will see first that. Otherwise he will not even bow down. Then he will follow Krishna.
Yes.
And asking to Hanuman, oh, shining in your outfit, what is that? Well, oh, they are a little disturbed. Well, I am coming. Sun looking disturbed with the but what is it? Thing that is one thing I am looking. Well, yes. When I am coming, when I am coming to see you, and Sudarshan said, it is necessary to permission like that. But I can avoid, I have no time. And I know you are my Lord, then not necessary to permission. Then I come. And he started with me that I should And Sudarshan is very shy. Sudarshan have some ego. I am the great servitor. I can do. Huh? Also, this way, Satyabhama and Sudarshan, both were very egoic.
Yes. Yes. They had their egos deflected.
Deflected?
Yes, deflected.
Ego deflected. Satyabhama and Prabhu, you will come inside.
And also at that time,
Hanuman ji, when Krishna and Lord Shiva in favor of one Raja, when fighting Lord Shiva against Krishna,
that time heavy fighting
going, and one Raja have many arms. Usha's father. And that Krishna fighting when Aniruddha, Krishna's grandson, arrested by Maharaja Ban. Banasu. That is Banasu. Arrested by Banasu, and that time Krishna gone to take from his karagatha,
jail.
Put it in jail. Krishna's grandson, Aniruddha, went to see and wants to marry Banraja's daughter. And he'd only gone inside of his house. But Usha is very pregnant and like that. Then looking Usha's position, who have done it, and arrested Aniruddha. Then Krishna, Balaram, everybody gone for fighting with Banasu, Banraja, and from the jail wants to take his grandson. That time Banraja was devotee of Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva come for Banraja to fight with Krishna.
Yes.
And both throwing arrows, Brahmastra, big Brahmastra.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, when Lord Shiva cannot control Krishna's weapons, arrows, then Lord Shiva thrown.
Yes, true.
True. Lord Shiva, true. And the Trishul, Pasupa, to Krishna. And Krishna through the Sudarshan Chakra. And in the sky they fighting, heavy. One side Sudarshan, one side Pasupa. And very all the art, hydrogen bomb or neutron, what you call it?
Neutron bomb.
Neutron
millions and millions.
tell you. Brahma and Indra, Chandra, Vayu, Varun, every demigod, all demigods, all the come and pray to Krishna and Lord Shiva. Please stop your weapon. But weapon not stopping. They are very heavy. Sudarshan thinking, I shall burn this. Krishna, Krishna. I shall burn the Pashupat. And Pashupat thinking, I am not a small kid, and I must drop the Sudarshan. And they are heavily fighting this way. Then when Brahma and other demigods and king, they are saying, yes, all will be destroyed. Fighting with Sudarshan and Pashupat. Then Krishna said, oh, Sudarshan not listening to me. My, not listening to me, what?
Not take notice.
And Lord Shiva said, oh, yes, my weapon is also very angry. I can't control now. It must be something. Then Brahma said, Krishna, you can manage the book, you can do everything. And Krishna said, well, I cannot do that. This can do Hanuman. But he has power of devotion. And with that devotional power, he can do. And no weapons going inside of Hanuman. That is, this way, he can control it. Then Krishna remembered Hanuman, and Lord Shiva also remembered Hanuman. And Hanuman also was near, maybe looking, fighting.
He noticed something like
that. Yeah. Then when remembered, Hanuman come and ask Krishna, what is my service to you? Well, you can stop them. Well, yes, I have a problem. And he jumped in the sky and took one hand Sudarshan, one hand. This way. And get to Sudar Shiva, take your Pashupat and take your chakra. Yeah. Uh-huh. You get to see what take me out of the thing. And take you.
Then say a victim lots of it.
That is called Seva Vikram. Hitted by Namki. Indra. When Hanuman after bath.
After bath.
After bath.
By bathing.
Bath.
Blood.
Yeah.
After birth.
After bath. Hanuman.
Yes.
Maybe one day, but maybe in night or in time. And after that, morning he is looking the sun grown up, grow up, and sun, and he is thinking it is very nice apple.
Nice apple?
Apple. Fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Morning sun.
Morning sun.
Like that.
Hanuman thinking, very child, very child. I don't want the child.
Yeah.
and he's thinking, never seen like that. Reddish sun, before he never seen.
Yeah.
And he's thinking, very nice apple. And intuition, he's, that is, he, the monkey, fall, and he immediately wants to take that. And jump. And he's son of Pavan.
Born in Bayou.
Son of wind. Then he got help and he jumped and went to sun and took that sun. And every demigod is very disturbed. The Hanuman is taking the sun. What is this? But they pray to Indra. It is under your jurisdiction. You control that. And Indra cannot think who is that soul. And he throw his vajra.
Really? And is this one day old?
One day. So his thunderbolt opened. And he went, thank you. And Swami went out. And Hanuman fainted. Then Pavan, the air, demigod, god of wind, lord of wind, he very angry with Indra. He is my son, you do not know. And you kill my son. I cannot tolerate it. I shall not work. Then all the whole world without air, without wind, not possible and cannot beat anybody. Then everybody pray to wind god, Pavan. They don't be angry with him. If you will know, he keep my son fly. He is my son. Then, he is fainted, he is not dead. But I do not want to see. I want to see my son enjoy with his life. Then Brahma come, everybody come that time. And Brahma said, yes, I am giving you strength and he. Everybody blessed. Jumping and gone to his mother. And then his mother said, Andana. And looking all the demigods, Hanuman. And Brahma, fourth mouth, Chatundra.
Four faces.
Brahma, he blessed to Hanuman and Anjana, folded hand, telling all the demigods, yes, you please bless my son. And also, Pavandev was very happy. And Indra said, once my weapon worked in your body, again, not will work. And my weapon, thunderbolt. Your body will be stronger than thunderbolt. Then thunderbolt cannot action, cannot act in your body. This way, all gods, very gods, given blessings to Hanuman. But Hanuman done something wrong with a rishi.
Sent.
Sent
is a rishi, we know.
Yes.
Rishi is.
rishi, you know, this is. He had done some wrong rishi. And rishi said, curse, to him. You cannot understand how much strength with you. You must forget it. Yes.
Then he still has his strength, but he forgets his
strength. Yeah. But by the service, he also not care.
Means he did forget. The rishi's curse worked on him, but he didn't care that he forget that he was strong.
Yes.
He wasn't wanting to be, oh, I'm so big and strong.
No, by the service, when he is wishing a shanti, it is coming to him.
Uh-huh.
Understand?
Yes, I do understand. Yes.
When in cross over the ocean, who will go there? To Lanka.
Yes.
And everybody said, Hanuman can easily do that. Hanuman said, yes, I can do that. And he jumped over the ocean. And he's feeling, but how much strength in his body, he forgot that. But when he is wishing, I shall do, he can.
Strength is still there, but he's not remembering all
this. Yes. This was. And when I have seen in Jagannath temple, south side gate, there are big Hanuman murti. And I asked Guru Maharaj, it is Krishna's temple. There must be Sudarshan Chakra. But why Hanuman is here?
Yes.
In the south side there is Hanuman. But Sudarshan is sufficient. But why Hanuman? Yes. Then Guru Maharaj said, all the demigods inside of the temple. And but some of the powerful demigods.
Really?
Yes. But this way, he can take all the demigods inside. That is their alloy means. All the demigods living house. Living in Himalaya, living in Shodha, they have some. That is, a position like guardian, Shodha position.
Uh-huh.
But the Hanuman, he only a Ram Bhakta, he is not Adarsh Bhakta. But everybody doing Dandavat to every but Hanuman not doing that. That is, Hanuman's position over all the demigods, Samudra, and Samudra knows Hanuman very, fair way.
Fearful.
And if Samudra will come and attack the wall of the Jagannath temple, and he can throw out this gada.
Hanuman's, or perhaps miss. And also no sand or samudra will come to Jagannath. Hanuman stops all the sound from coming.
Hanuman looking, Hanuman, everybody is quiet.
Cannot flood, flood cannot come. Mm-hmm.
And sand doesn't come, so Jagannath, he can rest nicely at night without the sound of the ocean.
Also, Jagannath temple's shadow is not coming.
Shadow?
Shadow?
Not coming over Hanuman.
Temple shadow?
Not coming.
No. I think so. I hardly like this. No sound, is it?
Yes.
But shadow also. No shadow. Fall down. Yeah.
In Ananda Bazaar, not entering monkeys.
And monkeys not entering into the Ananda
Bazaar. It's Prasadam market. They cannot enter in monkeys. Never.
Prasadam market is there.
Yes, yes.
Ananda Bazaar, called Ananda Bazaar. But monkeys everywhere in the temple. But not only that
area.
That is. Not going. And if you are ask someone, wants to give something to monkey, and if you call monkey to take it, monkey doing this.
Not will come, sir.
Very, very surprised.
Not any crow, not any insects, they are not coming to the prasadam market.
They are not destroying anything. Ananda Bazaar, they are not going on. Every high temple, you can say it is very, very satisfying.
You are worshipping Hanuman, and if I can worship you, if I worship you, then
no,
you
no.
Can worship
I am more below than you.
More below.
I'm going arati. In Bihar, when you go to Patna, town Patna,
yes,
Patna Junction, when you arrive,
yes,
that time you can see first Hanuman Temple, Patna Junction, very big. Mahavir Temple, Mahavir. Mahavir means Hanuman.
Mahavir.
Mahavir. Bir. Bir means big Sundar.
He told that.
Mahavir Temple. Temple of Mahavir.
So Patna is protected also.
But Bihar, UP, this side people, they are always worshipping Hanuman, Hanuman Temple, Hanuman, Hanuman. Everywhere, Hanuman Temple. Jai Hanuman, Jai Hanuman, Jai Bajrangbali. They're praying like this.
Jai who?
Jai Bajrangbali.
Bajrangbali.
Bajrangbali means another name of Hanuman. Hanuman, yeah, so many names. Bajrangbali, Hanuman, Mahavir, Ram Bhakta, Ram Bhakta. This was the name. Pavan Putra. What's the name?
रघुपति राघव राजा राम पतित पावन सीताराम जय जय रघुपति राघव राजा राम पतित पावन सीताराम जय रघुनंदन जय घनश्याम जानकी वल्लभ
That means, once you say Vakunatari, every higher Vrindavan name, Guru Maharaj said to Swami Maharaj, that letter to me and ask your Guru Maharaj, I have much service in the West, but I want to die in Vrindavan. What shall I do? And I asked Guru Maharaj, Guru Maharaj said, this story, and said me, you write, and he will stay. Vrindavan will go there at that time. Not necessary to change his program. He must be done in Vrindavan. Then, and he will stay, Vrindavan is there. This way Guru Maharaj gave answer. But he don't ignore his service. What service he is doing for Mahaprabhu, he must do that. This was Guru Maharaj's advice and that was Bhaktivinoda Thakur's advice. Then same thing, we can stay anywhere, in any position, but without service in life. Without service, we have no position in all life. And this is the conception of Mahaprabhu and his followers. Not only it is conception of Guru Maharaj. Then, I do not know which way he will try to serve Guru Maharaj. But it was the best servicing way, I think, the publishing Guru Maharaj's book and finishing with his red cross. But if he cannot mention that, I cannot chastise him. I have got much from him.
And sufficient. I am.
Is it sufficient? Satisfied. Lord, yes. I am fully satisfied. And I must give my Dandavat Pranam to him, but I do not follow him. It is 100% sure I cannot follow his principle. I must follow the principle of Guru Maharaj and Swami Maharaj. And that will be good for us, not for me also, for yourself, for followers of Swami Maharaj. Everybody must be clean in the heart. Otherwise, some illusion must come. I am not looking body action. And I am sometimes ignoring the action of body. And sometimes ignoring action of the devotional mood, if not is there, then what will be with that? Somebody going this way, somebody going that way, somebody going that way, that is no problem. And sometimes it is not lookable. But only you must move, the mood of silence. And only that mood can save us. No other thing can save us. Even Varnasram cannot save us. Haridas Thakur, he born in Lecho caste. But where is there Varnasram? There, nothing but but Ajanta Prabhu, he is worshipping, giving his father's offering day, first father's offering day, only can eat that Brahmi. But Haridas Thakur get, Advaita Acharya get to Haridas and said, Tumi khaile hoy koti Brahman bhajo. If you take this meal, then one course of Brahmin will satisfy. That is the question. Then Varnasram is very lower position. And if we do too much attention in Varnasram, then our position will lose. We must give the highest position to the service of Lord Mahaprabhu. And this is our conception and goal of life. And if you change his face, that's not so much harmful life. But if he will change his mood for the service of Mahaprabhu, that will be very painful for us. But we shall try to maintain what we have got from our Guru Maharaj, what we have got from Swami Maharaj. We promise we shall do within this position. We shall serve to Mahaprabhu, Guru Govind, and that we must follow that promise. Sannyas, diksakale bhakti kare apta samarpan, seikale krishna dhare kare apta samarpan, sei deha kare ta chidananda maya, aprakrita dehe krishna charanam bhaja. When I surrender to my Guru, that time my own ego is finished and I follow his directives. I am telling it for this call. Sudhir Maharaj is moved going this way, that now Swami Maharaj gone, Sridhar Maharaj gone. I shall mix with my conception and try to preach. Is it? Yeah. But it is not. I am thinking very quickly. Where come the conception of Sridhar Maharaj and Swami? They are very sober and very wide way, broad way, they started to preach. If there is any narrow way, then we can do little correction. But they have not done that. So what correction need for that? Sanyamara is himself done many things for the service of Mahaprabhu. And Guru Maharaj also tolerated many things. After 80, he tolerated many things. He took prasadam from hand of Kulangana. You know Kulangana, one lady, Sai Maharaj's disciple, followers of Tirtha Maharaj.
Is that it?
You know her. Every day she is giving $5 to Tirtha Maharaj. And one day she wants to offer something, that put one very cake of cheese,
pizza.
One day she make pizza and come to me and cry. I every day worshipping Swami Maharaj and offering him, but I want to offer Sri Guru Maharaj and you help me. That time I do not know English also. But she is crying and I am looking at her devotional mood. I also very impressed. Then I told her, you make for Guru Maharaj one pizza and I shall take you to Guru Maharaj. And she is very happy, every day making for Tirtha Maharaj. And that day she is very happy and make a pizza and other something. And he and she come to me and I took her. I told time, 11 o'clock, you must come to Guru Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj, after bathing, he is chanting japa, doing mantra japa, Gayatri mantra. And she is waiting. And I am waiting also. Then, after finishing his japa, he done pranam, every day doing pranam, Mahaprabhu and temple, and thinking Nityananda Prabhu, etc. Finished. Then, seated in chair and asked me, oh, Govinda Maharaj, what news? I said, Maharaj, no, news is nothing. This lady devotee of Swami Maharaj, very auspicious lady devotee, and she make for you something today, and I promise her, yes, I shall take you to Guru Maharaj. And she bought it. Please you test her food. And Guru Maharaj said, I am not eating other things. She knows it. I said, yes, she knows. But in her style, she makes something. If you not take all, no problem, but you take something, something. And Guru Maharaj said, where is that? And I told to Kulangana offer. She gave in the chair, Guru Maharaj seated, long chair, up in the chair, handle, long chair he was sitting.
On the arm, right? The arm. Chair with the long arm.
She put it there, and Guru Maharaj took this. A little, little. Then Guru Maharaj come to take. And I said, then, what broad view, and everything broken for the auspicious soul. And what we will make new things, then necessary to change the mood of Swami Maharaj and Guru Maharaj, I cannot understand. But they are devotee and intelligent. They are trying in his way. I not told anything. When he told giants to make with my own something, I not told anything. But I can guess it's maybe down way, not up way. But time will say which way he will preach. I do not know till now. And I am always affectionate with him, no doubt. I have much regard for him. But supreme regard to my Guru Maharaj, Swami Maharaj, Mahaprabhu. And I bound to follow their directives.
then I am aloof position keeping. But it is also necessary. Non-stopping way, we must proceed. That's also necessary for us. And when many things happen, I am hearing, then always I am searching in my mind, who is with me or who is not with me. Then it is most necessary to maintain our service, and which way possible, I do not know. I have no experience about Western world. Then, as you like, you do that way. If necessary, make their center, that is good. Some energy must will go for center, but must will increase the preaching activity. Also must will increase that. Maybe first time not will increase. It will take time. But program is very nice too. And I am thinking that days has come. Before I told Jay, wait, I shall do some settle. But when one by one candle going down, then it is necessary to take another energy from other plane, and we shall cross it. And it is under our promise. And Guru Maharaj said, Judha Munu's party is my party. When Sudhir Goswami said, yeah, Judha Munu Prabhu, if you will help me, this way I shall be free. He was there, no? But Guru Maharaj said, no, Judha Munu's party is not there from him. If my party is going from me, direct, that will be. Yeah, it's necessary for this mind. But somebody will do. And that is doing Judha Munu. That time Aurobindo Lochan also not was, no? Maybe. And for Aurobindo, nobody can work with Aurobindo Lochan, and he also cannot work with anybody. Then I think he's a man is a good man, good servitor. But he needs some strength. Then I brought him to Guru Maharaj and explained everything. Then Guru Maharaj said, if you cannot work with others, you work under Govinda Maharaj, direct service. And he is maintaining that service. Till now he is maintaining. Maybe he is now very situation. Always situation not same. We'll go. And Prabhu, it is my request you try to maintain your service anyway. And I think, I do not know, I have no idea. But if it is possible to San Jose, there you have some friends and you have some possibility to start center, maybe in household way, but every higher center of ISKCON is household way, no?
Many.
Then
it is not.
Yes, also Venezuela, also Caracas, and Italy also.
And Malaysia,
yeah, Madhura Krishna.
Kuala Lumpur Temple.
Malaysia, the Kuala Lumpur Temple.
And
that's a house, rehearsal house. No answer. and weekly program holder. Anyway, I have no idea.
Opportunity for the devotees to come.
দরজাটা বন্ধ করো, দিয়ে চলো আমাদেরকে দিয়ে দিয়ে দাও, কিছু খেয়ে নিই।